Welcome to round 13 of the West Life podcast. I'm your host, Josh Barnett. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at West Life Pod. Like us on facebook.com/West Life Pod. And if you'd like to support and be part of the show with our Patreon members, check out patreon.com/West Life. Their complimentary comments coming up soon. So on this week's show, I'm not going to do match notes this week. That loss to the Warriors, we all want to forget. And I'm sure you're not going to enjoy me reminding you why we really sucked in that game. So I'll skip that this week. So instead, what I thought I'd do with Luke Brooks being thrown back and another halves combination being picked this week by Madge, I've gone and had a statistical look at the four guys who have played in the halves for us this year and kind of look at the numbers to see who is playing better, who is more suited. So that's later in the show. But first up, we have the Patreon shoutouts and the news with that, and we'll finish up with a preview for the Knights game. So let's go to our Patreon shoutouts. Just the one comment from a Patreon this week, and that's from Aaron. Aaron says, that was such a disappointing loss last week. The players are talking about how filthy they were with losing it. Let's hope their performance this weekend backs that up. Good to see Joey back. Harry out sucks, but good to get him right for the back end of the season. Interested to see how Luke goes as a secondary playmaker. And by it, hooker concerns me, though. And a big congratulations to two club leaders and legends in Chris and Benji on 250 Tigers games. I hope they have a blinder on Saturday. Thanks for that, Aaron. Yes, well, I think we're all concerned at going from having probably the best hooker in the competition to someone who's barely played hooker and not played all that good this year. But we'll talk about that later in the show. So I've got Fred's comment, our Patreon, last minute. So just adding this in, squeezing this in for you, Fred. So he said, pleased to see Brooks back on the run-on side. We've tried a few combinations, and whilst some have worked for a couple of weeks, none of them have been fruitful for three or more games. Being in the second half of the comp, we need to see some stability in the side, especially the halves combination. Despite his salary, I'm unsure why Mbai continues to get a start. Nevertheless, won't pass judgment yet. I'm keen to see him in the nine. And he also says, Dwayne is good, but we won't win a comp with him at fullback. So not a big fan of AD is Fred. Thanks for your comment this week, Fred.
So first up, some news. The main West Tigers thing going around this week is talk about Madge wanting to go to the Cowboys. It's been quashed pretty quickly by the club. Madge has come out and said to Fox Sports, I'm 100% committed to the West Tigers. I want to remain a part of this club building towards a premiership. I have no idea where any of the speculation has come from, but let's put it to bed. So I'm pretty confident Lee from Brighton's, who's also chair of the Tigers, has come out and said, yeah, they're looking into doing an extension. So Madge has got one more year on his contract. Fingers crossed they give him more. I reckon 99% of West Tigers fans want to see him for plenty more years to come. It was interesting that it came out that Tristan Saylor from the Dragons was almost sent to us on a loan deal earlier or a couple of weeks ago. But he ended up being selected by the Dragons last week to play against the Roosters, but that all fell over because Sonny Bill Williams went to the Roosters. So the Roosters let go of Asu Kepa Aoa, who's actually debuting for the Tigers this week. So we obviously opted to sign him permanently rather than bring in a temporary guy. So Sailor's manager, Dave Riolo, Sailor says, was trying to find me an opportunity to play some footy, and you've just seen what Harry Grant can do on loan. He's been so good, and a couple other boys are on loan, but the Dragons have picked him this week. But so, moving on, who really cares about the Dragons? At this point, not us. Just a bit of a comment. Benny Elias loves getting his voice in the media this week. And there's not a lot of news going around, so I'll bite on that one. Benny reckons, being a hooker himself, he reckons Harry Grant might want to stay at the Tigers. Probably wishful thinking, but Benny said, "I actually think he would stay. If he had his way, I'm sure he would stay. He's in a real tough position because we wouldn't have seen a Harry Grant without the swapping, and that's a fantastic thing. I'd hate to lose him if Cameron Smith retires and he has to go back to Melbourne." Benny Elias pretty much saying what we're all thinking and all hoping. We're probably going to be heartbroken on that one, but who knows. Another media bite this week, like I said, there's not a lot of news to talk about. Paul Gallen says, "We're not good enough for the finals." So, quote from Gallen, "I feel sorry for Tigers fans, they're not quite there. Michael Maguire is a fantastic coach, but he just doesn't quite have the playing talent to get them in the top eight. I think, once again, they're going to finish 9th or 10th. I don't think they're going to get in the top 8. It just comes down to their roster. They just don't quite have that extra little bit of talent that you need to be in the top 8. And usually don't give a shit about what Paul Gallen thinks, but he's probably right, let's be honest. So that's pretty much the news for this week. Up next, I'm going to do a breakdown on our halves combos. So halves pairings this year have been a roulette wheel. Luke Brooks is partnering Benji Marshall in the halves for the first time in a reverse order. Brooks in 6, Marshall in 7 this week. So it's another halves combination change that we've seen so many this year. So I thought I'll go back and look at the numbers for the 4 guys who've played in the halves in the last few weeks. So obviously it's Luke Brooks, Benji Marshall, Billy Walters, and Joshy Reynolds. What I've done is I've just totaled up their stats for their last 2 games that they started in the halves. So it makes the numbers pretty even that all 4 of those games are all losses. So it's not like one player was part of a game that we flogged the Broncos, for example, because Billy's last couple of games have been losses. Brooks's last couple of games in the halves were also losses to the Panthers and Rabbitohs, I believe. So, obviously not good that we only won 1 game in 5, but that kind of helps the numbers here to be fairly even. So, the numbers, I'll start with the totals. So first up, we have runs. So Benji's actually the number one in this. He's had 31. Brooksy of 24. Billy and Josh have had 13. Meters from those runs. So Benji has the most, 209. Brooksy second, 170. Billy 94. Joshy Reynolds 75. So if you divide those per run, Billy Walters actually has the most meters, but only just. It's very, very minimal meters per run. So Billy, Benji, Brooksy are all around that 7 mark. Josh Reynolds is just below 6, so a little bit less. Less than you'd think. Line breaks. Luke Brooks is the only one with a line break. So in 4 games, our halves have had 1 line break, which isn't good, no matter who it is. Line break assists, Benji has 3, Brooksy has 1, the 5-8s have 0. Try assists, only Benji has 2, the rest have none. Tackle breaks, Benji and Brooksy have 5, Billy had 4, Josh Reynolds had 3. In terms of passing the ball, Benji 77, Brooks 65. Joshy Reynolds 61, Billy Walters way down on 34. So, Billy Walters showing not a lot of involvement in the last couple of weeks. But in terms of defense, Brooksy by far the most tackles with 58. Billy's the next with 49. Joshy Reynolds 32, Benji 29. Now, missed tackles is really what lets Joshy Reynolds down. So he, out of his 32, he's missed 11. Brooksy's missed 7, but that's out of 58. Billy was the most efficient. He only missed 2 tackles out of his 49. So being also a hooker kind of helps Billy with his defense. So, yeah, so Josh Reynolds not looking as good on that front. You'd think Benji was a lot weaker in that position, but he's only missed 2 tackles in the last 2 games. So, yeah, it doesn't look good for Josh Reynolds in those stats. Kicks, Benji and Brooksy are pretty close. 24 for Benj, 23 for Brooksy. Josh and Billy are 8 and 5. So the Sixers aren't doing much kicking at all. Benji's 768 meters from those kicks. Brooksy's 655. So Benji's getting a fair amount more meters per kick. And yeah, like I said, the Sixers aren't doing a lot of kicking at all. Errors, Brooksy 2, Billy and Benji 1. Josh Reynolds actually hasn't made an error on his last 2 starts. Forced dropouts, Benji and Brooksy are 1 each. That's 2 in 4 games, which is pretty rubbish. That's something we really need to fix in our game. We just don't force enough dropouts. And then fantasy points. So for anyone that plays fantasy, Brooksy and Benji way out in front. So Benj 113, Brooksy on 111, Billy Walters 69, and Joshy Reynolds 41. Now that's not Supercoach, that's NRL fantasy. So I play Supercoach, so I'm not too sure if that's good or if that's bad. But by those numbers, it just shows that the Sevens are doing a lot more than our Sixers have been. So some key takeaways that I've found from those numbers. Now, the running game. So Joshy Reynolds, he's supposed to be that hustle and energy guy, but yeah, his run count and meters are the lowest. Benji is the one that smashed that stat, despite being the 7. But as I said earlier, 6 and 7s, what do they really mean anymore? It's not like back in the day when the 5'8 always played outside the 7. But the 7s are running more than the 6s. So Brooksy's running a lot more. Yeah, as I said, per run. Yeah, Benji and Luke are about 7 per run compared to 6 for Josh Reynolds. So tackle breaks. Yeah, Benj and Luke are ahead on that as well, but they're running more. So I guess they'd break more often, but yeah, so Brooksy and Benji, the best of those, and they're together this week. I guess that makes sense in terms of the running game. Maybe Brooksy's running game when he's at 6 and has less pressure on the controlling might actually work this week. So in terms of playmaking, which you would expect your half to be a bit better, so Benj, 3 line break assists. So yeah, Benji has the only 2 try assists in that time. So Benji clearly the best playmaker. Maybe Brooks probably 2nd just over Josh and Billy, but it's not really much to talk about between those. But yeah, Benj again kind of justifying his spot in the halves at number 7. In the terms of kicking, Benji was way out in front in that one as well. So yeah, his kicks are making a lot more meters. Forced dropouts are few and far between. As I said, they really need to fix that up. The fact they've only got 2 in 4 games is just absolutely shocking. But defense. So Brooksy obviously came out looking the best in that regard. Luke Brooks tackles like a hooker, so wasn't really surprised too much. And as I said, Joshy Reynolds, missed tackles aren't very good, and you can kind of could be a big reason why he's not in the starting side. Madge obviously loves picking guys who muscle up in defense, and yeah, those numbers for Joshy Reynolds aren't good. So yeah, fantasy points, as I said before, this was NRL fantasy, not Supercoach, which I'm more familiar with. But Benji and Brooksy well out in front in those numbers, and it just shows they're doing a lot more. Yeah, Billy Walters' numbers, very, very low. So his work rate, very low compared to when he played in even the hooking role. So maybe coming off the bench will work a little bit better for Billy, maybe going into hooker for Moses Mbai, which you would think is the plan for this weekend. So, yeah, Brooksy going into the six, will that be the magical answer? Yeah, I mean, it could, if A, he's got less pressure to control the game, and maybe the whole Reynolds, oh, he's there to make an impact thing, might actually be Brooksy's go. And yeah, if it means he's out wide in broken play, I think that's where Brooksy can shine. So, yeah, I mean, if the team can offload a bit more, I feel like we don't offload enough. But I looked it up. We're actually fourth in the comp in offloads. Parramatta are far and away the best in the comp at it, as we kind of learned the other week. They just offload non-stop. But we're actually up there with the Chooks in terms of offloads. Yeah, and we average more tries than the Eels. So more offloads means we'll be one of the best try scorers in the comp. We're already actually third for try scorers, which is just crazy considering that we're 10th in the comp, even though we're scoring the third most tries. But it hurts when you don't convert most of your goals, which we are dead last in, which I tweeted out in that stat tonight. We're dead last in goal kicking in the NRL. So scoring tries and just not converting them. So we're going up by fours and not by sixes. And yeah, we're losing close games. So perhaps not so much the halves as much as we need a really good goal kicker in the team. But yeah, I think Benji and Brooksy in the halves, it'll be interesting to see how Madge uses them this weekend. Yeah, will it be more traditional where the half kind of controls the game and Brooksy just goes around and makes an impact? I know that coming off the bench, he didn't look overly good, but I feel like he was coming on and trying too much and trying to impress his way back into the starting side, and just he'd come on and we'd be behind, so he'd be in desperate play. So I don't think you can take much from Brooksy coming off the bench. I don't think it works. Yeah, but we'll talk a bit more about that in the game preview, which is up next. Our opponent this week is the Newcastle Knights, and we are playing up the M1 at McDonald's Jones Stadium, as it's now called, or I know it is Marathon Stadium from back in the day. I reckon that was a better name. But 5:30 p.m. Saturday afternoon. The weather looks like it could rain. There's storms and stuff about. It's meant to be a pretty crappy weekend in Sydney, and it looks like Newcastle might be pretty similar to us down here. The team list, so a lot to go through there. So the centres this week are completely different. So BJ Leilua is back from suspension, which I think will be a big help. We need a bit of a spark. And Tommy Talau has actually moved into the centres with a new recruit that we got from the Roosters, lower grades, Asu Kepe Aoa, going straight into the side. So Madge must be pretty impressed to put him on debut, and he's only been at the club, 2 weeks. So, as I said earlier in the show, Moses Mbai is playing hooker. Chris Lawrence has moved from the centres onto the bench. And, of course, the number six, which we've already talked about, is Luke Brooks this year. So, for the first time in his career, he's going to have a number six on his back and not a number seven. So, yeah, it'll be fascinating. Hopefully successful. So, there's a lot of Brooksy hate out there. I don't know. I keep standing up for him. But the fact is, guys, he's got two more years under contract and he's on a pretty good deal for money. So he's not on Moses Mbai or Josh Reynolds' money. He's on pretty good money and he's our half or a half. So I don't get the mentality of wanting him to fail. We should all want him to do well. So fingers crossed that pushing him to six is what's needed to get the talent that we all know Brooksy has. Yeah, maybe just letting Benj steer the ship and letting Brooksy do the broken play and the flashy, well, not flashy stuff, but impact stuff out wide will help. But I mean, every player that pulls on this, not just Luke Brooks, every player that pulls on the West Tigers jersey, I want to do well. Whether it's Benji Marshall or Kyle Lovett, back when he was kind of the running gag. I just want all the West Tigers players that are on the field to do well. So I don't get the constant hate that people have for certain players. Even Moses Mbai, playing in the nine, we all have this disdain for Moses because of his paycheck. But if this nine thing works out, then it might be a good thing to have him for the next 2 years of his contract to have an impact. It can't be any less than he did playing in the centres. So who knows, maybe he played Origin, played off the bench for Queensland. So who knows, if the nine works out and he's not going to be Harry Grant, let's be honest, but if he shows like he can be a good hooker, or perhaps in the future be a 14, it might be worth keeping him around rather than paying half his salary to leave, or I don't even think anyone would take him doing that. So finding form for Moses Mbai helps the team. He's on the money, and we need him to play well. So fingers crossed that works. So yeah, obviously Harry Grant is out this week. He has a knee injury. In the forwards, elsewhere in the forwards, Russell Packer is back from his suspension, so he's in the front row. Now, Sam McIntyre has moved into the starting back row side. Luke Garner, who I'm a big fan of, as you probably all know, has been dropped. Matty Eisenhuth is back in the lock position because Big Alex 12 came back from injury last week and he's done his rib. So, fingers crossed, Harry and Alex should be back next week, as Jacob Little might be a chance next week as well for selection. I don't think he'll get picked straight up. But my boy, Sean Blore, he's on the bench still. He looks like he's a permanent fixture for a bench spot for now, Shawnee Blore. So let's bring on some more hits from him. On the Knights side of things, Blake Green, who played against us for the Warriors last week, he arrived in Newcastle on Wednesday, and he's going to play against us again this weekend. So, 2 weeks in a row playing against the same side. Not sure how often that happens, but thanks for that. New Zealand Warriors, nice enough to get a win against us last week. You have to give our opponent this week a pretty good half. But, I mean, he didn't do too much last week, and apart from his kicking game, was very good. So who knows, maybe Adam at the back there will kind of predict what he's going to do a bit better. But around the bookies, we are underdogs, as you would expect, playing away from home, and we haven't won a lot lately. We're around that $2.40 mark with a 4.5 start. I think we can cover this. I'm envisioning a pretty heartbreaking loss, like a field goal or a penalty goal or something. I think it's going to be close, especially if it's wet. Wet games are always close. So take us with a start for my bet of the week. Put that into... If it's raining at the start of the game, I reckon Luciano Leilua for a try. Whenever it's greasy and we're going up the guts, Luciano is pretty good at busting through. So I think... Luke Brooks and Benji Marshall will find him plenty of times. So, and like I said earlier, if the Moses Mbai works at the number nine, and we can create an upset, who knows? So, it's the 250th game for Chrissy Lawrence, and it's also the 250th West Tigers game for Benji Marshall. So maybe the boys can lift for them, who knows? And our record's pretty good up in Newcastle. So we've actually won our last three up there and 8 of our last 12. So it's not exactly a fortress for us up there, and limited crowds too. So there's not that much home ground advantage. Not like we have to fly in or anything. It's only an hour and a half up the freeway. 2 hours, I guess. I'm not sure if West Tigers fans can get in tickets, but we have a lot of fans up there as well, a lot of Tigers fans in the Newcastle and Central Coast area. But fingers crossed we can come back down to Sydney with a win. Yeah, we're a long odds chance to overcome and make the eight. But, I mean, a win this weekend and we could be in the eight. But South and Manly have pretty easy games and probably will hold the lead. So a loss this week will probably go to 4 points out of the eight. And, there's probably zero chance we're going to come back from that. So a must win this weekend. We can only live in hope. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you next week. As always, go the Tigers.